The next patient is Edward Lawrence. The last name is LAWRENCE. Edward. Number one, this is a 71-year-old white male that has a lengthy history of diabetes mellitus. He was obese, and he was with the comorbidities associated to the diabetes mellitus. In 2016, the patient had a acute pancreatitis related to gallstone, went into septic shock, and the patient was intubated for 2 weeks. The patient has recovered from that. From the gastrointestinal point of view, he has been in very stable condition. However, there was deterioration of the kidney function. And in April of 2022, he was started on hemodialysis through a central venous catheter that is in the right internal jugular vein that has been used ever since then without any complications, period. The patient has a living related donor, which is his son, and he is undergoing evaluation for kidney transplant, period. The patient has suffered from relapsing pleural effusions, and the nature of the pleural effusion is not clear. He has residual kidney function. He doesn't gain more than a kilo between dialysis. He's not a fluid retainer. However, thoracentesis has been done on regular basis. The last one was 3 months ago, period. We are going to get a referral for the pulmonologist, Dr. Wong, W-O-N-G, with the idea of evaluating the right pleural effusion, refer him for thoracentesis, and consider the possibility of pleurodesis, period. Once the pleurodesis is done, the Cleveland Clinic in Weston, W-E-S-T-O-N, Florida, is going to perform a cardiac catheterization as the final part pre-transplant evaluation, period. Paragraph. Unfortunately, Mr. Lawrence was a victim of the Hurricane Ian, I-A-N, lost everything that he had. His house was wiped out. And we have to recover the medical history from the different doctors because he doesn't have that information any longer. Period. In summary, the patient has number one, end-stage renal disease. Number two, diabetes mellitus that is insulin-related, insulin-dependent. Number three, hyperlipidemia on atorvastatin. Number four, hypothyroidism on levothyroxine, 150 micrograms daily. a history of hyperuricemia on allopurinol 100 milligrams every day. The patient has hyperphosphatemia that is partially treated with the administration of Foslow. Following number, relapsing pleural effusion under investigation. Following number, a history of pancreatitis, post-cholelithiasis with a complication of septic shock and prolonged administration of antibiotic therapy that probably was a contributory factor for the end-stage renal disease. We're going to reevaluate the case in a month.